Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Community College President, Dr. Monica Torres, to talk to us about Doña Ana Community College. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
So happy to be here, Emily. Thank you very much for inviting me.
You're welcome. What is different about Doña Ana Community College since you became president?
Community colleges and universities for a long time have been interested in providing services to students who come to their doors. One of the things that I think is different about DACC right now is that we're actually thinking about impact on the community. DACC has a long history of preparing students for the workforce, their graduates for the workforce, but I'm interested in broader impact to the community. Doña Ana County has a higher poverty rate than the rest of the state and the rest of the country, and that is even higher in the rural parts of the county. One of the things that I want us to do at the community college is to have an impact on that. How do we make a difference, not just in individual people's lives, but in their lives, so they can make a difference in their families' lives and in their neighborhoods' lives and then in the county at large. So I feel like the emphasis on impact is something that I've really focused on since I've been at the college.
And what's different about the college and our community, our students and faculty, since the COVID-19 pandemic?
You know, COVID has had a serious impact on all of us. There's just no way around it, not just obviously at the college and in the community, but in the country and around the world. But there are very specific ways that I think institutions of higher education have been impacted. You know, one of the things that has happened, particularly to community colleges, is that we've lost students. Doña Ana Community College has fewer students this fall and this spring than we had last year, and we're going to work really hard as we start to transition back to try and get them back. So that's one of the big impacts is that a number of students have just felt like they can't go to school while dealing with all the other issues that COVID and the economy has brought into their lives at the moment, including adult students who have children in the public schools who are also having to support their children at the same time. So that's one of the impacts. One of the other impacts is that a lot of our career technical education programs, what we call CTE programs, those are the hands-on or applied programs that prepare students directly for the workforce, like welding and automotive and water technology, those kinds of programs. Because of the physical distancing requirements that COVID-safe practices have positioned us for, because of those, we've had to take fewer students in those classes. And so there's lots of students who want to be majoring in those programs who don't have that opportunity right now. And then I'm concerned on the back end, too. We're graduating fewer students as well because of that, and fewer people will be prepared to go right to the workforce. So that's a significant impact for our students now, but I'm afraid it's also going to be an impact on the workforce as we go down the road. And then I would say the third thing is that our employees have been pretty seriously impacted. Our world has changed. The workforce has changed, what the workplace looks like. And that includes faculty who have had to move. The vast majority of our classes and the vast majority of our faculty are teaching online using remote technologies. And while some of them did that before COVID, they're all doing it, or most of them are doing it now, and that's a pretty big impact. And in addition to them, our other employees, our office staff workers, because we're also providing all of our services remotely as well. That's a massive change. And, you know, it's not going to be easy when we start to transition back because it's changed our workforce. It's changed our world. And so we will have more transition as we start to think, how do we continue to provide instruction and services online when that makes sense for the students we work with? And how do we provide those services face-to-face when it makes sense? And so it's been just tremendous change in higher education.
A lot of the community colleges have been focusing on training many sectors of the workforce to include those who treat the sick and keep the nation safe. Have you had less students for those classes?
We've had to continue to operate with COVID-safe practices. So we do have slightly fewer students in those classes, but what's happened in those classes, because we know how important they are to the COVID world we're living in, right? We have to continue to produce people who treat the sick, right, to protect us. We know that we have to do that. They've altered how they do teaching. So they do as much of it online as possible, but we've had to actually stretch out how they get into laboratory spaces. We've had to work with our community partners for how they get into clinical spaces, but we continue to train them. And when we're at our most kind of intensive restrictions, these are the groups that are kind of at the first of the line because we know we need them in the COVID environment. And of course, we'll need them and all sorts of other workers once we get to post-COVID. But no, we've continued to support them, but they've definitely had to alter how they teach.
And what about our infrastructure? How do we maintain that?
You know, we have a variety, I think, of kind of both social and economic infrastructure. When we think about and kind of the physical infrastructure of our country, you know, one day I did an experiment. I drove to the college where my office is, and I just looked around to think about how much of the world that I'm in every day, that I traverse every day, is impacted by the kind of students who study and graduate from DACC. So when we think of infrastructure, it's things like electrical line worker. It's things like building construction technologies, welding. Those are some of the programs that really keep the college, they not only keep the curriculum of the college moving because they're central part of our programming, but they also keep our society moving. We need those things in order to live the lives that we live. And that's not talking about what I think of as a different part of the economy, and that's things like people who major in management. Right, people who major in those things that that serve us in a whole variety of ways and a whole variety of industries, and so much of the workforce I think of as essential to the infrastructure, essential to the landscape that we can navigate every day of our lives, and some of those have been particularly important, like. We need to make sure the electrical grid is up. We also have a truck driving academy at DACC, and we test for commercial driver's license tests. You know, transportation has been an essential part of kind of the infrastructure during COVID, right, as we've relied on transportation to bring us, you know, the many packages that we're ordering day after day after day, Emily. So that's when I think about programs that support our infrastructure, those are some of the things I think about.
And something new that you've added to your East Mesa campus. What is different about that campus?
You know, we actually have six locations. We have two large campuses, the Espina campus and at the East Mesa campus. We teach a lot of general education classes there, so the arts and humanities, social sciences, science, mathematics, we teach a lot of those there. In addition to that, we have some pretty important CTE labs there as well. So our creative media technology program is there. Our culinary program is there. That's where you'll find criminal justice and fire science, and so we have some simulation labs there. So those are some of the things that we do at the East Mesa campus. And at the Espina campus, you'll find a whole different set of programs. You'll find our health programs. Most of our health programs are at Espina, as are welding, automotive, HVAC, water technology, those kinds of courses. So we do have different types of programs at both those campuses. We also have a small center in the middle of town at the Workforce Center. It's off of Lohman and Trevise, and there we have manufacturing and electronics there. We have our small business development center there as well as our training program that customizes training for businesses in the community. And then we have three locations in the southern part of the county, in Chaparral, Sunland Park, and just off I-10 outside of Anthony.
The East Mesa campus is now providing COVID-19 testing, and recently you've added a vaccination site.
That's right. You know, one of the things we always want to do, right, as a community college is play our part in those big things that are happening in our community. And, you know, in my career, nothing's bigger than what we've experienced with COVID. So we became a site for testing a number of weeks ago. And on February 15th, that was our very first vaccination clinic in collaboration with the New Mexico Department of Health. Yes.
Something else you've added is the Thrive webpage. Is this the kind of information that you provide to the public?
Yes. One of the things that we know about students is that in order to do well in school, they need to make sure that their needs are met, right? And there are lots of needs that students have, kind of both young students but also returning students who are dealing perhaps with health issues or housing issues or food security issues. But one of the things we know is students who have resources do better in school. So we've developed it during the COVID period, but we'll obviously keep it post-COVID. We've developed something we call the Thrive at DACC website, and it's a website of resources that are not just resources at the college, but resources in the community to make sure that people have the things they need to live well that will then support their life as a student as well and their success as a student. We are looking to build from the Thrive website and make sure that we can connect people with the right resources, not just on the website now, but in the future we'll build that up so that when we go back to campus, we'll have those sorts of referral services, connecting services, both kind of on the website, you know, available remotely, but also when people walk to our campus, they can get that information as well. I'm particularly excited about that. We know when students have resources, they do better in school, and so that should have always been fundamental to who we are, and it will be kind of moving forward.
And how do they get to that web page?
If they go to the DACC website, and in the search bar, they just have to say Thrive, and it'll take them right to that website.
What else should the community know about Doña Ana Community College?
You know, one of the things that I've worked at a community college for a lot of years in my career, not all years. I was at New Mexico State for a long time as well. But one of the things I've absolutely loved about working at DACC is really the passion that I have for our mission and the passion that the people I work with have for our mission. You know, when I talked about being incredibly interested in impact and how we contribute to improving the quality of life in Doña Ana County, you know, I am in meetings all the time with the people I work with, and sometimes really large meetings. And as people are talking or I'm looking at faces on Zoom, you know, I'm just incredibly lucky to work with people who also care about how they support the students who come to DACC, right? They care that we can make a difference in our lives. So for me, I'm fortunate to work with a group of colleagues who are interested in our mission, in meeting the mission. You know, I guess I would say one other thing, too, is if I'm lucky about the colleagues I get to work with, I'm also really lucky about the students who come to DACC. You know, I think that the students who come to DACC bring a whole bunch of experience, a whole bunch of knowledge that comes from kind of the wealth of their lives, and they bring with them a whole bunch of interest in going the next step, right? Taking the next step to improve the quality of their lives and their families' lives. And so one of the things I love about DACC is I feel like at the college we're kind of in it together, is how do we work with the people who are around us, right? Our colleagues, our students, to have impact. And I don't regret ever doing the work that I do, because I feel like it's that important to this community. And I think you know this, Emily. I grew up in Las Cruces. And so for me, it feels to me especially important, because this is a community I know and I love. And if we can work together to make it a better community, then I'm all in. And so I'm incredibly happy to be at DACC.
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about your passion for Doña Ana Community College, Dr. Monica Torres, president of Doña Ana Community College. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Emily. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.